感谢主，在这个年尾又给我们这样一次机会啊，可以同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that even at the end of the year, He allows for us, He brings us together at His feet.
我相信弟兄姊妹都已经知道，这一次我的负担要交通顾念所不见的。
I believe brothers and sisters are aware of that. My burden to share with everyone is to be mindful of that which is not seen.
两三天前呢，这个 Eric 打电话给我。
2-3 days ago, Brother Eric gave me a call.
他问我这次的负担是什么。
He asked me what my burden was to share this time.
所以我告诉他说，我要交通顾念所不见的。
And I told him that I'm a burden to share that we are mindful of that which is unseen.
我就听见电话那边说，哇。
And I heard his response as a wow.
其实我可以告诉弟兄姊妹，
But I can tell brothers and sisters,
几个月之前啊，
A few months ago,
我在主面前寻求到底应该和弟兄姊妹交通什么。
As I was seeking the Lord to see what I ought to share with brothers and sisters,
当我祷告的时候，忽然很清楚的这句话，顾念所不见的，就出现在我里面。
As I was praying, very clearly these words appear before me, and it was to be mindful of that which is unseen.
那个时候我的感觉跟 Eric 一样。
At that time, when those words appeared, I had the same feeling response as Eric.
虽然我没有说哇，但是呢，我里面确实震惊了一下。
Even though I did not verbalize wow, but within I was greatly shaken.
后来我想，会不会啊，这是我这个突如其来的这么一个思想啊。
I thought to myself, perhaps this was just a fleeting thought that suddenly came and will go away.
我想不，不是这样的。
But I thought to myself, no, it cannot be.
但是接下来的一段日子。
The days that followed.
我每一次到主跟前。
Each time when I come into the Lord's presence.
这句话就很清楚的在里面。
These words clearly appear before me.
好像似乎主也不许可我去思想别的。
It seems as if the Lord does not allow me to consider any other thought.
每一次一到主跟前，这句话就很清楚的顾念所不见。
Each time when I come into the Lord's presence, very clearly these words appear within me. Be mindful of that which is unseen.
所以我相信这是主要给弟兄姊妹的信息。
I believe then this is the message that the Lord has for brothers and sisters.
虽然我刚刚得出这个信息的时候，我也不知道要怎么交通。
Even though when I received this topic, I do not know how to share.
我靠主的恩典。
So by His grace.
我愿意把从主所领受的一点和弟兄姊妹彼此有交通。
I like to have fellowship with brothers and sisters according to what the Lord has shown me.
弟兄姊妹都知道这句话呢是出自哥林多后书第四章。
Now brothers and sisters, we're familiar these words are from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
好不好，我们现在就请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一下哥林多后书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
林后第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们先读第一节。
Let us first read verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
然后16节到18节。
We'll read then from verse 16 through 18.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我的题目呢，就是来自18节。
My topic is from verse 18.
乃是顾念所不见的。
To be mindful of the things which are not seen.
我们再请弟兄姊妹读一下罗马书。
Let us also turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节和第二节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
我们知道使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章说明了一个非常重要的经历。
We know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul tells us of a very important experience.
当然这个经历的开端是在大马色的路上他遇见主。
Of course, the very beginning of this experience was when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
我们可以这样说，保罗在大马色的路上遇见主。
We can put it this way, on the road to Damascus when Paul met the Lord.
主把他引进一个所不见的世界。
The Lord led Paul into a world which is unseen.
保罗如同其他的使徒们一样。
Paul as the other apostles.
从那天开始起，他一切的生活侍奉都从外面的转向里面。
Beginning from that day, all of his service and his life has shifted from that which is external to being internal.
这一个看不见的境界。
This realm which is unseen
支配了他所有一切的生活和侍奉。
Directs all of his life and his service.
从他后来的侍奉里我们很清楚看见。
And from his service, from that point on, we clearly see.
当他里面对这个看不见的事物能有清楚的认识的时候。
That is when Paul has a very clear understanding of that which is unseen.
外面一切所有的迷惑都不再不存在。
Then any doubtings externally will be gone.
并且使他能走在神正确的路上侍奉神。
And this would also allow and direct Paul's footsteps to accurately serve God.
所以这个转变对于保罗来讲是一个重大的转变。
Now this change is to Paul a very important vital change.
其实呢，这也是神要在每一个圣徒身上所做的转变。
In fact, this is the transformation which God desires to do upon each believer.
今天我们在地上看见侍奉上教会的外面的光景上有很多的混乱，很多的迷惑。
When we see throughout the church today, there is so much chaos and so much confusion.
但是如果你里面有看见。
But if we have vision within,
你看见那看不见的。
And we're able to see that which is unseen,
你就不会迷惑。
Then we will not be confused.
并且你会有清楚的路跟随主。
And we will also be directed in a clear path to see the Lord.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important matter.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
他说我们既然承受了这个职分就不上胆。
He tells us, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we faint not.
在第十六节那里说所以我们不上胆。
In verse 16 again, he says, for which cause we faint not.
这里他提到两次的上胆。
He mentions two times that we faint not.
前面呢那个意思就是说呢我们承接这个职事我们不应该上胆。
The first time he mentions that we faint not is because we receive this ministry, we ought not to faint.
在后面他就说了。
And then he says,
如果你能看见所看不见的，那么你就不会上胆。
If you're able to see that which is unseen, then you will not faint.
所以呢，对于使徒保罗来讲，
As for the Apostle Paul then,
看见所看不见的是保罗不上胆的一个原因。
To see that which is unseen is the very reason why Paul does not faint.
我们都知道这个执事。
Now we know this ministry.
乃是神旨意的一个托付。
It is God's will which has been entrusted.
那么他是托付给所有神的儿女。
And this is what he has entrusted to all his children.
但是这个执事呢，在地上是多有艰难。
How, but there is much difficulty that surrounds this ministry.
我们都知道今天仇敌他所最要破坏和攻击的就是神的旨意。
We know the attack of the enemy, of the devil, it is against the will of God.
所以任何一个人如果承担这个职事,
therefore, for each who is entrusted with such a ministry,
你就要预备好要接受仇敌的攻击。
You must prepare well yourself, arm yourself, because the enemy will attack.
接受仇敌的破坏。
And he will come and destroy.
接受仇敌的恐吓。
And you have to be prepared that he will come and threaten you.
我们晓得不仅有仇敌厉害的这个攻击,
we realize there is not only this great attack,attack from the enemy.
并且外面还有宗教巨大的一个阻力。
But also there is great obstacle hindrance from a religious activity.
我们从使徒保罗的侍奉里面就看见。
We are able to see that from the service of the Apostle Paul.
当初的犹太教给他带来何等大的一个阻力。
Now during his time, the religion, Judaism, gave him much obstacle.
还有犹太人传统背景上面的一个仇恨。
And all the enmity that comes along with the traditional background of the Jews.
再加上整个世界都是反对神的。
Add on to that, the entire world, in fact, is against God.
所以在这样的光景中,
under such condition,
一个人要承担神的职事,
for one to be entrusted this ministry from God,
何等需要神的恩典,
how much we need the grace of God,
要忠心到底何等不容易啊,
that we would be faithful to the end is not easy.
所以我们知道很多侍奉主的人
therefore we know many who serve the Lord
知道主所给我们的这个负担
even though we're aware of this burden which the Lord has entrusted
但是在这众多的难处的里面
to us and amongst this, all this difficulty
很多人就上胆了
many would faint, lose heart
因为这个东西是会叫人上胆
because such things would cause us to faint, lose heart
靠着天然人的力量没有一个人能够站立得住
by the strength of the natural man, none of us can stand
但是我们知道如果今天主把他的托付绑在我摆在我们身上
but we all know today if the Lord has entrusted this ministry to us
我们看见这许多的难处我们就上胆了
and if we see all this difficulty that surround us and we faint
我们如何能成全神的托付呢
how then can we perfect complete this ministry entrusted to us
保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面讲到
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 Paul says
只有当你不上胆的时候
it is when you faint not
你才能够把真理表明出来。
And then you're able to hold forth the truth.
你不会谬讲神的话。
And you will not deceitfully preach the word of God.
你看今天在整个地上的教会。
We can see throughout church, in the earth.
整个基督教的里面。
And we can see in Christianity.
多少人在那里谬讲神的话。
How many will preach the word of God deceitfully? They dare not speak the truth.
错误的东西讲得很大声。
But then they proclaim loudly that which is error.
保罗就告诉我们说这是上胆的一个现象。
And Paul tells us when this is done is a phenomenon of those who faint.
我们都知道今天在地上的侍奉中。
We know that as we serve today,
如果你真正的传讲真理,
if we truly preach that which is the truth,
你不要说会遭遇仇敌的攻击,
not only will we be attacked by the enemy,
你会失去很多的朋友,
we'll lose many friends.
从前很多支持你的人可能就不再支持你,
all those who have supported you will be gone.
像保罗一样,
just as Paul,
保罗到最后被审判的时候,
even during his last judgment,
他说全亚细亚人都离弃我,
he says all those in Asia Minor have left me.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
承担神的职事不是一件容易的事情。
When we are entrusted with the ministry of God, it is not easy at all.
我们一上胆，我们就会妥协。
When we faint, we will compromise.
我们一上胆，我们就看人的脸色。
When we faint, then we'll look at the response of others.
我们一上胆，我们就会被周遭的环境所影响。
When we faint, then we're influenced by that which surrounds us.
那么仇敌呢，也在人身上做工。
And the enemy also works upon us.
那么他会叫你瞎眼。
He will cause our eyes to be blind.
所以保罗在这里讲到了，撒旦要弄瞎人的心眼。
Therefore, Paul says that the enemy is to blind the hearts of those in the world.
多么可怕的一件事情！
And how frightening this is!
只有你不上胆，
as long as we faint not,
弟兄姊妹们，仇敌没办法弄瞎你的心眼。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy cannot cause us to be blind within.
保罗在这里也讲到
，Paul says here，
他的侍奉不是传自己，乃是传耶稣为主。
His service is not to commend himself, but to preach that the Lord Jesus is Lord.
不要以为这句话是容易的。
Now, do not think these are light words.
今天这个自己，包括我们所拥有的、我们喜欢的、我们自己所以为是的。
When we say we preach ourselves, not only do we talk about ourselves, but our possessions, all that we have and who we think we are.
只有当你不上胆。
But if we faint not,
你能够忠心传递主耶稣的自己。
We're able to faithfully preach the Lord himself.
像保罗到了哥林多一样。
Just as Paul when he was in Corinth.
保罗说我定义不说别的。
When he was in Corinth, he says, I determined to know nothing amongst you.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But only Christ and him crucified.
我传的福音不是用人智慧委婉的言语。
And the gospel which I preach unto you is not with wisdom or eloquent words.
乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
But it's with power and by the Spirit.
保罗有不上胆的勇气。
And Paul has this courage which faints not.
你才能够不传自己。
Then he will not command and preach himself.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道神高举他的儿子。
Now brothers and sisters, today we know that God only exalts his son.
我们除了主之外，不能传递别的东西的。
Aside from the Lord himself, we cannot preach anyone else.
但今天我们看见地上的光景并不是这样的。
But that is not the condition we see in this world today.
如果你不上胆，
if we faint not,
你才能真正的知道有宝贝放在瓦器里。
And then we'll realize there is a treasure hidden in this earthen vessel.
大能不是出于我们，是出于他。
To manifest this exceeding great power is not of us, but of God.
才无惧于外面环境上面的这许多的攻击和破坏。
And we will not faint because of all the destruction and all the attacks from without.
无惧于这些艰难。
And we will not fear all the difficulties before us.
我们读一读保罗的一生。
And when we see all of Paul's life.
他每一个经历，其中一个经历如果临到我们，恐怕我们就上当。
Even one of the experience of Paul, when it befalls us, we will faint.
但是保罗知道宝贝放在瓦器。
But Paul realizes the treasure is hidden within him.
他在这样多的艰难困苦里面。
And amongst all the hardship and difficulties.
他不上当。
He does not faint.
他以执意以主的托付为念。
And he only is mindful of that which was entrusted to him by the Lord.
不顾个人的性命。
And he was not mindful of his own life.
那么保罗也讲到。
And Paul also says.
只有你不上当。
If we do not faint.
你才能持守主死的功效。
Then we're able to hold fast to an effectual working of the death of the Lord.
今天我们都知道这个效法基督的死是很重要的事情。
Today we all know to conform to the death of the Lord is very important.
但是很多时候环境逼迫我们。
But many a times when we are attacked by our surroundings.
叫我们不敢持守这个真理。
That we do not hold fast to this truth.
今天在整个基督教里面很多人避免讲这个东西。
In Christianity today, many avoid this topic.
所以我们需要主的恩典。
We truly need the Lord's grace.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
今天神把他的职分托付给我们。
When God has entrusted his ministry to us.
我们不应该上胆。
We ought not to faint.
那么怎么样不应该上胆？
Then what do you mean by not fainting?
如果我们光凭自己的勇气。
If by our own courage.
凭自己的勇敢。
And by our own might.
是站不住脚的。
We cannot stand.
所以在第十六节他就讲到。
So in verse 16 Paul says,
所以我们不上胆。
Therefore, for which cause we faint not.
因为什么？看见所看不见的。
Because we're able to see that which is unseen.
所以因此他要求神的儿女们要顾念所不见的。
Therefore, he requests that the children of God look at, consider that which is unseen.
只有你顾念所不见的。
Only when you consider that which is unseen.
你才能背负着神的托付。
Then we're able to bear that which is entrusted to us by God.
在今天这个艰难的世界的里面。
And in this difficult surrounding today.
能够遵行神的旨意。
We're able to hold fast and keep the will of God.
成全神的旨意。
We're able to perfect the will of God.
维护主的见证。
We're able to keep the testimony of the Lord.
所以呢，这一次呢，主把这个负担啊放在我的里面。
So this time, as the Lord has committed this burden unto me.
我也相信啊，这个是为着末后时代的一个信息。
I believe this is also a message for us in these end times.
主回来的非常的迫近。
It is imminent. His return is very close.
我们需要相互之间彼此的提醒。
And we have to encourage and remind one another all the more.
所以因此我在主面前寻求。
So as I sought before the Lord.
那主给我呢有几个点和弟兄姊妹们 一种有交通。
The Lord has given me a few points to share with brothers and sisters.
我要有四堂的聚会。
Now I have four messages to share.
主许可的话呢，我循着四个点和弟兄姊妹们一同有点交通。
If the Lord's willing, I will share these four points with brothers and sisters.
头一个点。
The first point.
我要和弟兄姊妹讲的就是在属灵的事上是看不见的控制看得见的。
That upon spiritual matters, it's that which is unseen controls that which is seen.
第二个点,
the second point.
我们讲神借着异象启示所看不见的目的。
It is through a vision that God will reveal unto us the purpose of that which is unseen.
第三个点。
The third point.
我要交通，我们要能分辨什么是暂时的，什么是永远。
We must be able to discern that which is temporal and that which is eternal.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
讲到我们里面的人需要被更新。
That the inner man must be renewed.
若是主许可，我就愿意就着这些点，在这一次特会里面和弟兄姊妹一同彼此有交通。
If the Lord is willing, I will share with brothers and sisters concerning these four points.
那么今天早晨呢，我们先来看第一个点。
This morning we will first consider the first point together.
我觉得神的儿女们呢，
I feel for the children of God,
必须要明白什么是看得见的，什么是看不见的。
We must first understand that which is seen and that which is unseen.
至少我们要知道。
At the very least, we have to be aware.
我们晓得。
We understand
神的工作或者神的作为
that the work of God
无论在物质的世界或者属灵的世界原则都是一样的
whether in the physical visible world or in the spiritual realm it is the same
神是用看不见的控制看得见
that God will use that which is unseen to control that which is seen
所以这个题目并不是很抽象
therefore this topic is not very abstract
我想弟兄姊妹在神所创造的万有在这个自然的世界里面
Now brothers and sisters in the physical creation of God that which we see the visible world
我们都知道有很多看不见的东西在控制看得见
We understand there are many invisible things which control dictate that which is seen
这个很容易明白
This is very easy for us to understand
比方说空气你是看不见
For example air we cannot see
但是我们所有人的生命都受空气的这个控制。
But yet all of our lives are actually controlled by the air that surrounds us.
这个电是看不见的。
Now we cannot see the electricity.
但是我们晓得今天这个电在我们人的生活中的影响是多么的厉害。
Yet we realize the great impact that electricity has for all of us who live in this world.
我常常就是想如果这个世界突然一天有一天没有电，你看是个什么样子
？And sometimes I think to myself, what if all the power went out of this world? What would happen to all of us?
我想这个我都不需要说的太多啊。
I think I don't have to expound on this point too much.
大家都知道。
I think we all realize this.
今天我们所以能够用很多的电器。
We have all these devices with us.
因为有电存在。
That is because there is this power behind it.
我们也知道这个世界中。有很多隐藏的力量，在控制。
We also realize that in this world there are many hidden powers which rule.
因为我们有地心引力。
There is gravity.
我们看见整个地球悬浮在太空当中。
And we're able to see the entire globe that is suspended in space.
我想这个只要高中生大概都明白了。
I think as long as we're in high school, we will have some concept of this.
那么还有。就是我们知道我们人有生命。
We also realize, we live and we have life.
生命。
The animals, they have life.
生命是看不见的。
Life itself cannot be seen.
但是它却控制我们的生活。
But it is the life that controls, dictates our living.
还有我们的思想也是看不见的。
Our thoughts, they are unseen.
但是呢，这个思想控制我们的行动。
But it is our thoughts that control our actions.
所以这个世界上啊有很多厉害的人物他知道。
Therefore, in this world, many in power realize this.
他只要能控制人的思想。
If they're able to control the thoughts of others.
就可以控制所有人的行动。
They're able then to dictate their actions.
我想这些看不见的东西。
Therefore, those things which are invisible.
他们其实是一个实际的东西。
In fact, though they're unseen, they're very real.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
brothers and sisters.
在我们所生活的这个物质的环境里面,
in the visible physical world which we live,
我们已经很清楚知道是看不见的控制看得见,
we realize that it is that which is unseen controls that which is seen.
在属灵的事情上更是这样,
it is even more so in spiritual matters.
今天我们必须要明白这一个,
we must understand this today.
在属灵的生活侍奉里面, 是看不见的控制看得见。
In our spiritual life, in our spiritual service, is that which is unseen controls that which is seen.
我们从圣经的启示里面可以知道,
in the revelation of the scriptures,
有一些重要的我们所看不见的事物正在控制着我们。
There are very important matters which we do not see that controls us.
神也是借着这些看不见的,
and God also, through these unseen matters, reign over us. First, we realize that God is unseen.
以赛亚书告诉我们,
the book of Isaiah tells us,
他说神是自隐的神,
now God is the one who is invisible.
所以你今天看不见神,
no, we cannot see God today.
但是我们确实知道神在哪里,
but yet we fully know that God is there.
对不对呢?
Is that correct?
我们从圣经里面看见, 虽然人看不见神,
we see in the scriptures, even though man cannot see God,
但是神借着显现, 借着启示,
but through the things which are revealed through revelation,
常常和人接触,
many times he communicates with man.
我相信神借他的显现说话,
now through his revelation, God speaks.
他应许人,
and he promises man,
他也指示人,
and he directs man.
这样的例子在圣经中是 太多太多了,
we see countless of these examples throughout the scriptures,
我想不需要我举太多的例子,
I don't think I have to go through too many examples.
弟兄姊妹们, 你读过圣经你就知道,
brothers and sisters, when we read the scriptures, we know,
从先祖的时代开始,
even from the forefathers,
这些人, 他们都是受到那个看不见神的影响,
it is from the God who is invisible and they are directed.
所以他们的生活会这样,
therefore, their life, their living would be in this way.
你看得见的生活是这样,
the manner of life which we live,
其实呢, 是背后有个看不见的神在引导一切。
In fact, it is by God who is invisible directing us.
就连摩西在旷野40年,
even as Moses, when he was in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们以为说他整天就带着个羊群进进出出,
perhaps we might think he is just bringing in the flock day in and day out.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们,
but the author of Hebrew tells us,
他在旷野的40年,
the 40 years he spent in the wilderness,
他是如同看见那看不见的主。
Now he has seen the Lord who is invisible.
原来这位看不见的神一直在
that is, in his experience, the God who is invisible was in his life throughout.
我们到了新约时代,
in the New Testament,
主也告诉我们说,
the Lord also tells us,
甚至连我们的祷告,
even in our prayer,
主都说呢,
the Lord says,
我们有暗中的父在查看,
and our Father who is in secret looks upon us.
他不是听我们祷告, 他是看我们祷告,
he is not hearing our prayers, he is looking at us as we pray.
所以我们在祷告的时候, 你看不见的神,
therefore, even when we pray in secret, our Father who is in secret looks upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
我想这个我不需要举很多的例子,
I think I don't have to go through many more examples. You understand this fully.
他不仅借着他的显现, 那么来说话, 那么来 应许,
not only through his appearing, he will direct us, he will promise us, and he will reveal himself to us.
有的时候呢, 他也借着启示呢, 让我们能看见一些事情呢, 背后发生的原因是什么。
But at times, through revelation, he also reveals unto us the purpose of certain things happening.
我举两个例子说明一下就可以。
I give you two examples to clarify.
圣经中啊, 非常明显的例子。
And these are very evident examples in the scripture.
如果你读约伯记, 你就知道了。
When we read the book of Job, we know.
约伯记第一章第6到12节, 那是主要的原因。
Now, in Job chapter 1 verses 6 and 12, that is the main reason those events took place.
这个故事大家都知道的。
We're very familiar with the story.
是吧? 那么有一天神的众子来了, 魔鬼也来了。
Now, one day, all the sons of God came, and even the devil came.
神说,
and God says to him, have you seen my servant Job?
撒旦说, 他所以公义, 所以敬虔, 是因为你违的篱笆嘛。
And Satan says to God, well, he is righteous and he fears you because you protect him.
如果你把这个篱笆拆掉了。
Now, if you remove your protection from him,
他一定离弃你。
He will surely forsake you.
神说好。
God says fine.
只要你不伤害他的性命。
As long as you do not take his life.
随便你做。
You can do as you want.
所以因此到了第十三节就说有一天。
Therefore, in verse 13, he says, one day,
地上就开始发生事情。
All these events took place on earth.
所以我们很清楚约伯记后面所发生一切的事情。
Therefore, we realize all the story events in Job as it unfolds.
背后有一个看不见的原因啊。
There is a reason behind which we do not see.
是因为那个原因约伯才有这些经历的。
It is because of that reason Job experienced all that he experienced.
你看见吗？是看不见的在支配看得见。
Therefore, again, you realize it's that which is unseen directing that which is seen.
那么另外一个例子。
Another example.
那么在这个列王记上二十二章。
In 1 Kings chapter 22.
那个时候我们晓得犹大王要跟亚兰的军队打仗。
We know the king of Judah were to fight with the Syrians.
他就去找以色列王亚哈来帮助他。
And so he went to find King Ahab of Israel to help him.
但是我们都知道这个亚哈是个恶王。
But we know that King Ahab was a wicked king.
神非常的不喜欢他。
And God did not delight in him.
那么这个亚哈呢召聚了些先知。
And so Ahab asked all the prophets to come.
有些假先知呢就是说好话。
And there are some false prophets who said kind words.
后来他就找到一个真正耶和华的先知叫米该亚。
But later on, he did find the true prophet of God, Micah.
那么这个米该亚就讲真话。
And so Micah then said the true words.
米该亚说我看见了一件事情。
And he says, this is what I see.
他看见神对着他周遭的许多的天君讲话。
And he says that God, this is what he sees in the vision.
谁能够上阵呢去把这个亚哈呢给他引去阵亡。
And he says, who will be the one who will lead King Ab into this battle so he will face this?
有人这样说有人那样说。
And some will answer this way and that way.
一个神灵呢就进到他面前。
But there is the spirit of God that entered.
他说我有一个方法。
And he says, I have this way.
那什么方法呢
?What way is that?
就在他众先知口中啊。能够制作谎言的灵。
He says then, to give a spirit, a false spirit amongst his false prophets.
神说那你这样做一定能够成功。
And God says, if you do this, you will succeed.
那么去做吧。
So, do it.
果然我们看见亚哈相信这些假先知的话。
As a result, we see that King Ahab hearkened into the words of the false prophets.
结果阵亡了。
And he died in battle.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神把这些故事摆在那里告诉我们什么
?When God places these events, these stories before us, what is He telling us?
让我们看见。
In order for us to see.
是看不见的控制看得见的。
It is that which is unseen that controls that which is seen.
那么你在圣经里面还可以找到其他很多例子。
In the Bible, we can see other examples.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在我们的属灵的生活里面。
In our spiritual life.
第一个看不见的事物能够控制我们的
The first unseen matter which is able to control us
就是我们的神
And that is our God himself
他虽然是看不见的
Though he is invisible
但是呢他却是管制一切看的事情的最高的一个原
But he is the highest authority that governs over all
那么在圣经里面还看见第二件重要的事情、
Another point we see very important in the Bible
第二件事情就是借着天使
The second matter is through the angels
因为天使是个灵体
Because the angels are spirit
所以我们的眼也看不见天使
Likewise our physical eyes cannot see the angels
但是呢天使呢确实是存在在这个宇宙中的。
But in fact, angels exist throughout the universe.
所以从旧约到新约。
Therefore, through the Old Testament to the New Testament.
特别在旧约的时代。
Especially during the Old Testament.
天使出现的次数很多。
The number of appearances by the angels are many.
那么天使代表天上的权柄。
And the angels will represent the authority that which is in heaven.
他们所做的事情一方面是奉差遣。
Now, of course, they are messengers that are sent.
传递神的心意。
And they deliver the heart of God.
那么另外呢为着神的百姓来服役。
And they also serve the people of God.
我们讲的这是好的天使。
Now, this is the good angels which we're speaking of.
当然那个堕落的天使。
Of course, there are the fallen angels.
我们也看不见。
We cannot see them either.
但是他会借这些邪恶的势力。 控制人。
But it is through their evil powers that they will control man.
所以我们看见今天地上有这么多罪恶的事情发生。
Therefore, we're able to see so much sin in this world.
同样是看不见的控制看得见。
Likewise, it is that which is unseen controlling that which is seen.
这些败坏的势力抓住人的心啊
It is this fallen corrupt power that will grab on to the hearts of men.
就弄得这个世界充满了败坏的事物
That will fill this world with violence and wickedness.
所以第二个让我们看见影响我们控制我们的看不见的事物就是天使
Therefore, the second matter we see which is unseen but also controls us, they are the angels.
还有第三件事情
The third matter.
就是神呢用各样的律来掌控整个宇宙。
That God will use many different laws to control, to govern the universe.
我们知道这个 law, 这个律是一个看不见的东西。
Now we know this matter of law is unseen.
但是呢却是一个实际的东西。
But it is very real and practical.
所以神用各样的律来管制整个的宇宙。
God uses many different laws to govern rule in the universe.
在旧约时代中
In the Old Testament,
我们都知道西乃山的故事。
We know the story of Mount Sinai.
神把十条诫命写在石头上面。
God has written the Ten Commandments on tablets of stone.
其实这是什么意思
Now, what does that mean?
神用他隐藏的律，是看不见的律啊。那么，用简单的文字把它写成一些的法规。
God uses His hidden law, which is unseen, in simple words to write to us His commandments.
神想要借着这个律来管制以色列百姓。
It is through this law that God desires to govern the people of Israel.
所以旧约呢，神在外面做了一点事情。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, externally, God have done this.
所以这十诫
Now, these Ten Commandments,
那是代表着神的律。
They represent the law of God.
所以我们今天呢，讲它律法，律法。
Therefore, when we refer to the law today,
其实律跟法是两件事情。
Now, when we say law and order, they are two different things.
这个法是根据那个律。
Now, this order then is according to the law.
我想这个不需要讲得太深奥啊。
Now, we have to get too deep and abstract about this.
那我们都知道，虽然神把他的律用简单的法摆在神的百姓当中。
God through His own law places very disorder before His people.
神是目的是想要他们借着这外面的简单的法，能够怎样遵行神的律。
It is through His simple commands, this order that they keep the law of God.
但是我们知道。百姓做不到。
But we understand that people could not do so.
所以整个旧约完全失败。
So the Old Testament, it failed.
所以因此呢，神就结束旧约。
Therefore, God put an end to the Old Testament.
这个方法是不行的。
God saw this is not the way.
所以呢，因此引进新约。
Therefore, He brings us into the new covenant.
那么在新约时候，神怎样来引导神的百姓呢
？Now in the New Testament, how does God direct His people?
罗马书第八章第二节非常重要。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 2, it is very important.
神在他儿子耶稣基督里
that in his son, Christ Jesus,
赐给我们生命圣灵的律。
He gives us the law of the spirit of life.
现在他给我们一个新的律。
This is the new law which is given us.
这个律呢被称作是生命的是属灵的。
This law is called the law of the spirit of life.
因此呢，这个就成为一个什么更有效的一个方法。
Therefore, this is a more effectual way.
在头一个世纪
，In the first century,
使徒保罗是头一个明白这个道理的人。
The apostle Paul was the first one who understood this.
并且在他的生命中证实了这个律是可行的。
And in fact, in his own life, he bears witness this law is effectual.
所以他把罗马书写得这么清楚。
Therefore, he's able to clearly write to us the book of Romans.
完全从他个人的经历里面来 说明这件事情。
It is from his own personal experience he clarifies this.
他知道我们人今天堕落之后呢，活在罪和死的律里面。
He knows that the fallen man today lives under the law of sin and death.
我们又有天然肉体的败坏。
Now we have the natural corruption of the flesh.
我们想要做好，根本做不到。
We want to do that which is good, but we cannot.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
在罗马书第七章末了，第八章开头就告诉我们。
At the end of Romans chapter 7, at the beginning of Romans 8, he tells us.
因为基督的救恩。
Because of the salvation of God.
把生命的律引进来了。
And he has brought into us the spirit of life.
把圣灵的律，把属灵的律引进来了。
The law of the spirit of life has been brought in.
因此他就得释放。
And therefore he was delivered.
所以这个是今天神所用的最好的一个方法。
And this is the best way which God uses today.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们基督徒的生活。
Today for the life of Christians. 必须
顺着这个律。
We must walk according to this law before God. So in the Bible, we can see very clearly. All the universe falls under the government of the law of God. We live under a law which is unseen that directs all of the universe.
这实在是太重要了。
This is very important.
我们真是感谢神。
We thank God.
在同一个世纪。
In the first century.
神让使徒保罗完全明白这件事。
God allows for the apostle Paul to completely understand this.
所以他所写的书。
So all the epistles which he
wrote. 充满奥秘。
It is filled with mystery.
但是又是非常实在。
But they are also very real and practical.
这是我们每个基督徒都在主面前都应该明白的。
And this is all Christians ought to understand.
所以我们讲过这个律虽然是看不见的。
So we say this law though it is unseen.
但是却是可以知道。
But we are able to know it.
你看在罗马书第一章第二十节保罗也这样讲了。
Paul likewise said this in Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
他说神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
That it is clearly seen God's power and his power and his Godhead.
虽是眼不能见。
Even though it is invisible.
你看见吗？
You see?
虽然你眼睛看不见。
Although we cannot see it.
但是你知道怎么样呢？神的永能和神性。
We're able to see his eternal power and Godhead.
只要你是个人，你就不能推诿。
As long as you're a man, you're without excuse.
这就告诉我们呢，神的律在管理这一切。
Therefore, it tells us again, it is the law of God that governs all.
虽然我们看不见。
And though we cannot see.
但是我们确实知道。
But we clearly understand.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在属灵的事情上更是这样。
It is even more real, more so in spiritual matters.
并且呢圣经也让我们看见。
And the Bible desires for us to see.
律是不能抗拒的。
That we cannot resist the law.
如果你抗拒这个律。
If we do not obey the law.
你可能就带下悲剧。
It will bring tragedy upon us.
甚至会带下咒诅。
And we will bring curse upon us.
我想今天呢活在这个世界中的人都想已经很清楚。
I think as we live in this world today, we understand that.
在自然的世界里。
In the natural world.
如果你违反神的律。
If we go against the natural law,
那就是一个灾害。
It will bring forth disaster.
你违反神的律。
If we go against the natural law,
那就是死亡。
It will bring forth death.
你违反神的律。
When we go against the law of God,
你是咒诅。
It is a curse.
啊，今天人在地上不顾一切，为了发财，为了要赚钱，发展经济，拼拼弄，拼拼弄。我们晓得破坏神的律。
We know man because of riches, because of possessions, they want to gain all the more and they just produce and produce. It ruins the natural law of God.
结果整个人类在地上几乎要活不下去了。
And mankind cannot exist under these environments.
所以你看全世界的领袖都知道。
And all the world leaders know this.
他们一直在开会想要解决这个问题。
So they have conferences and summits trying to take care of this issue.
因为神所定下的律。
Because the law which is set by God.
是你不能破坏的。
It is one that we cannot break.
所以呢今天我们只有按律行事。
So if we walk according to the law,
自然会有祝福。
Then we'll be blessed.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在属灵的事情上这是更是重要的东西。
It is even more so in spiritual matters.
我们有的时候在主面前很叹息。
Sometimes we sigh before the Lord.
有的时候也真是叫我们里面感觉到这个心灵很下沉。
And at times we are downcast.
因为现在神的儿女们懂得保罗所懂得的人太少了。
Because there are very few who come to understand what Paul understood and is telling us.
我们做了很多的事情 可能都在破坏神的律。
There are many actions that we take, in fact, are breaking the law of God.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
破坏神的律是严重的。
If we break the law of God, it is severe.
是可怕的。
It is frightening.
旧约的历史教训我们。
In the history of the old covenant, it tells us.
当以色列的百姓不能遵从这个律的时候。
When the people of Israel cannot keep the law of God.
你看见以色列人就落在神的震怒底下。
We are able to see then the people fell under the wrath of God.
落在咒诅底下。
And they were under the curse of God.
不是神不爱他的百姓。
It is not that God does not love his people.
而是你违背这个律，自然就有这个现象。
But if we break the law of God, this is the phenomenon that will take place.
保罗讲了嘛，你只要违反一条律，那么你就落在咒诅里面。
Paul tells us, even if you break one law, you will fall under the curse.
神定了这个律。
So this is a law set by God.
你顺从这个律。
If you walk according to this law,
自然就是祝福。
It will be blessing.
自然就能成全神的旨意。
And you will perfect, fulfill the law of God.
如果你不在这个律里面。
And if you are not walking in this law.
那就是咒诅，那就是死亡。
Then you'll bring forth curse and death.
弟兄姊妹，我们能明白这个吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we understand this?
虽然是看不见的东西。
Though it is unseen.
但是对我们的影响实在是何等的真实。
But the impact to us is very real.
你读教会历史也是这样。
When we read church history, it is the same.
不管你的动机意念是多么的美好。
Regardless of our thought, our intent, how good they may be.
你可能是善心的。
Perhaps it is of good will.
你是试图帮助神的。
And we want to help God.
但是你只要不在这个律的里面。
But if we're not in the law of God.
你就自然落在那个结果里。
Then we will bring forth our own result.
那么在我们生命中啊，可能会有两种的现象出现。
Now in our life, there might be two different phenomena.
第一个。
The first.
就是没有效果。
Thus, it is ineffective.
哎呀，这个对于我们今天来讲，这个实在是很深很深的一个感觉了。
That ineffectiveness to us, we have a deep resound to that.
我们好多弟兄姊妹常常有这样的感觉。
Many brothers and sisters often feel this way.
我们这么多年听了这么多的道。
For so many years, I've heard so much of the word of God.
神把这么多的亮光启示摆在我们中间。
And he has given us so much light before us.
但是我们看见，在个人的生活也好，各地聚会情况中间，很多时候都是无效。
Yet in our own personal life, in our corporate life, it seems it is very ineffective.
这个问题出在哪里？
Where is the issue then?
可能我们没有踏上这个律。
Perhaps if we have not walked onto this law.
如果是无效，
if it's ineffective,
我们就浪费我们的年日。
We have wasted our days.
浪费我们的生命。
We have wasted our life.
我最近哈
，recently
有机会呢，我再回头看一下这个宾路易师母时代啊，他们的那些的记载。
When I had the time to reflect and read up on some of the times during Jesse Penn Lewis generation，
我就感觉那个时代中的圣徒们。
I feel the saints of that generation,
他们在追求真理的市场比我们认真的多了。
As they were pursuing the matters of the truth, they meant business much more than we do.
他们不是光要主给他们的启示亮光而已。
They did not only desire for the revelation and light which God gave to them.
他们确实要寻求能进入真理亮光的路。
But they sought to enter into the path of the light of the truth.
他们绝不以外面的这些情形为满足。
And they are not satisfied at all on the external matters.
我们都知道主把一份非常重要的真理托付给我们的姊妹。
And we know that the Lord has entrusted to our sister with a very important truth.
他是一个专一讲十字架道理的人。
She was one who preached solely on the cross.
在他的那个历史故事里面记载着。
Now in her biography it is recorded.
他们本来那个地方就有点的复兴，聚会的人就好几千人。
Now there was some revival in the area and there are thousands.
当神的恩典临到他。
And when the grace of God came upon her.
把这些重要的信息传递出来的时候。
And she preached these very important truths.
不是人越来越少。
It is not that it was less and less of the congregation.
隔了一年。
After 1 year,
他们的聚会就到一万三千人。
It was 13,000 in the congregation.
所以带进一些的复兴。
There was a greater revival.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
哎呀，我想我们到底错在哪里了？
So I consider then, where have we gone wrong?
这么多年，主把这么多好宝贵的信息赐给我们。
For so many years, the Lord has given us so precious His words.
为什么没有果效？
Why is it there is no fruit?
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to the Lord's mercy.
可能。我们只得到了一些外面的道理。
Now, perhaps we only have the external outward doctrine.
我们并没有进入真正神的律。
And we have not truly entered into that law of God.
因为神让我们看见很简单，你只要进入这个律。
because it is very simple. God tells us if we enter into this
law, 后面的结果是自然的,
the results will naturally come.
今天我已经讲了，在自然世界里面，因为有很多聪明的头脑，他们摸到了自然界很多律。
And we see that in the natural world, many who are very smart, they have come to touch this natural law.
所以给我们生命生活中带来了很多方便的东西。
So they may understand the natural law and bring upon many conveniences in our daily living.
很多时候我们可能只会用这些东西。并不懂得背后的道理。
Many times we enjoy the conveniences that's brought to us, but we don't understand the natural law behind it.
因为这些科学家，他们明白这个自然的律。
But it is the scientists who understands the natural law how it works.
所以因此产生了很多有用的工具。
So they bring about many tools that are very useful for us.
今天呢，我们有许多时候呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们连用这些东西，好像我们。都还不太会用。
Now, even today for us, brothers and sisters, even using that which is provided for us, we do not have a good grasp of how to use it.
任何时候神的律被破坏。
And so whenever the law of God is broken,
那么一方面可能无效。
On the one hand, it may bring upon us ineffectiveness.
那么更可怕的是什么呢?
But what is even more frightening,
落在神的审判底下。
We may fall under the condemnation of God.
引进咒诅。
And it will bring in curse.
我想弟兄姊妹，你如果稍微读一下教会历史
，Now brothers and sisters, if we somewhat read church history,
你就知道人破坏神的律所带下来的结果是多么的可怕。
We'll realize the frightening result man will bring forth if we break the law of God.
所以我们真是需要主的怜悯。
So indeed, we need the Lord's mercy.
愿主怎样启示使徒保罗
？So how the Lord reveal Himself to the Apostle Paul?
今天主也开我们里面的眼睛。
Likewise, today He'll open our eyes within.
让我们能够明白。什么是生命的律，圣灵的律
？So that we will understand and know what is the law of the Spirit of life.
我们只有回到这个律的里面
，and only when we return back into this law,
我们才真正的得释放。
Then we will be at liberty.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
虽然神的律是看不见的
，though God's law is unseen.
但是呢？神给我们恩典
，But God gives us grace，
能够让我们看见所看不见的。
That will allow for us to see that which is unseen。
那么神怎样做呢
？Now how does that work？
首先，他是借着重生。
Now first, it is for us to be born again。
主耶稣在约翰福音第三章啊。
Now, in John chapter 3, our Lord Jesus,
跟尼哥底母谈论这些事情的时候,
as he conversed with Nicodemus,
主就很清楚告诉我们,
very clearly, our Lord tells us,
你若不重生,
unless one is born again,
你就不能见神的国,
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你不能看见, 对吧?
You cannot see it.
当然你如果借着重生借着受洗你可以进神的国
Of course, if you're born again and you're baptized you can enter into the kingdom of God
首先就告诉我们
So first he tells us
重生是使我们可以看见的
To be born again will cause us to be able to see
所以每一个基督徒今天蒙恩得救你都应该能看见
So for every Christian who are born again today we're able to see
那么你不仅是光是看见
Now not only are we able to see
我们还要活在圣灵和生命的律当中。
We must also walk in the spirit of life.
我们请弟兄姊妹记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember.
罗马书八章二节这个话非常重要。
Romans chapter 8 verse 2 is very important.
他说这个律是生命的。
It says this is a law of life.
这是属灵的。
It is spirit.
所以你只能跟着生命的走，只能走在属灵的世上。
If you walk according to life, walk according to the spirit.
我们看见主耶稣。道成肉身来到地上
We can see when our Lord was the Word become flesh
他给我们做榜样
He himself was our example
他首先我们看见他就是在生命在圣灵的律里面
We see how he walked in the spirit, law of the spirit of life
他到哪里生命就到哪里
Wherever he is, there is life
他到哪里属天的境界就到哪里
Wherever he is, that is where spiritual heaven is
所以圣经讲说神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的
Therefore, it tells us that it is the spirit without limit that was given to him.
他与这个生命圣灵的律有完全完美的一个结合。
Because there was a perfect harmony, union with him and the law of the spirit of life.
所以主到地上的时候他说
So when on earth our Lord said,
你不要以为我来是要废掉神的律。
Do not think that I've come to abolish the law of God.
不是的。
No.
他说我来是要成全神的律。
But I've come to fulfill the law.
就他恢复这个律在神的。
It is to restore this law amongst God's people.
今天我们晓得，如果我们仅仅在道理上，我们很难，对不对？
Now today, if we only understand the doctrine, it is very difficult, right?
对保罗来讲也是很难的。
It is also very difficult for Paul.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神把生命给了我们。
God also gives us life.
神也把圣灵赐给我们。
And He has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，这两样事物能够使我们活在神的律里面。
So it is with the Spirit and with life that we can walk in this law.
这是 我不知道怎样来形容这件事。
Now, I don't know how to describe this.
我觉得神爱我们。
Now, God loves us.
神对我们的这个心意实在是非常的深重。
And His heart is great for us.
所以你看见保罗在他蒙恩得救之后
So we see even when Paul was saved by grace.
他整个的工作都是按律而行的。
That all of his work is according to the Spirit.
他容让神的灵在他里面引导他。
He allows for the Spirit of God to guide him within.
大家都很清楚，使徒行传第十六章。
We're very clear. With Paul's story in Acts chapter 16.
他要去一个地方的时候，圣灵禁止他。
When he wanted to go to a certain place, the Holy Spirit forbade him.
那么他又要往另外一个地方的时候，耶稣的灵不许。
And when he wanted to go somewhere else, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow him.
这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
保罗的侍奉不是根据他肉身的眼光。
That the service of Paul is not according to his physical eyes.
也不是根据他自己的兴趣。
It is not according to his own desire.
更不是根据他个人的利益。
It is not according to his own benefit.
他要看一看主的灵在里面许不许可他。
But he has to see if the Spirit of God within him allows him or not.
他要摸一摸生命的感觉。
He has to touch the feeling of life.
是主这样带领他吗？
Is this what the Lord is leading him?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个好像是一个简单的道理。
This seems like a very simple doctrine.
但是请你们原谅我这样说。
But forgive me for putting it this way.
在今天这个世代里面。
In the generation today.
是严重的失落。
It is a severe failure of this.
我们不再多看见很多人真正跟着生命的感觉走。
We do not see many who truly walk according to the guidance of life.
根据生命的感觉侍奉神。
To serve according to the guidance of life.
我们也不多看见人真正那样顺服圣灵的带领。
We do not see many who truly follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
很多的侍奉都是什么呢？不是属灵的。
Much service then, they are not spiritual.
不是生命的。
They are not of life.
很多都是知识的。
Many is of knowledge.
道理的。
Of doctrine.
人的经验。
And man's experience.
人的眼光。
Man's vision.
人的善意。
Man's goodwill.
人的热心。
And man's zeal.
人的努力。
And man's striving.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
人走在生命和圣灵的律之外。
They are walking outside of the law of spirit of life.
你想你能给神带来什么样属灵的结果呢？
What do you think that is the spiritual result that will bring to God?
这说明你根本不是受那个看不见的事物的这个支配。
Because that action is speaking of one who is not directing by that which is unseen.
你是凭着你外面的看见，你在这里行事的。
Because we walk according to which we can see.
但是请我们记得。
So let us remember.
神的工作是看不见的，控制看得见。
The work of God is that which is invisible, directing that which is visible.
保罗是一个被看不见事物所抓住的。
And Paul was one who was taken hold of by that which is unseen.
他所以这样侍奉，所以这样生活。
He's able to serve and live in this way.
我们知道他有很大的自由的。
We know he had great freedom.
但是呢？他没有离开这个原则。
But he did not leave that principle.
所以因此保罗在地上的日子能成全神的旨意。
Therefore, all the days of Paul as he was doing the will of God.
他能够使神的心得到满足。
He was able to satisfy the heart of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神已经把生命给我们。
God has already given us life.
神已经把圣灵赐给我们。
God has already given us the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要看一看我们自己的生活和侍奉。
When we have to look at our own life and our own service.
是出于这个生命吗？
Is it out of this life?
是属灵的吗？
Is it spiritual?
如果是。
If so.
那么你走在这个律的里面。
Then we're walking amidst this law.
你不需要求什么。
We don't need to ask.
神的祝福。
The blessing of God.
自然进来的。
Naturally, we follow and enter. Now, very naturally, our life, our service will bring glory to God. So when we come to the book of Hebrews, the author of Hebrews also emphasized this point. Again, he tells us that this law is written on the fleshly tablets of our heart. It is not on the tablets of stone. For Christians do not serve according to the external law. But we walk according to the law within us. And it is through this law that God gives us His command, His orders within us. Naturally, we know how we ought to live. And many times I reflect. I was saved when I was 16. I did not know anything. But when I truly believe in the Lord, the life enters. The Holy Spirit abides within. The Lord's Spirit, the Lord's life directs me naturally onto the way. Because I was a teen. So God tells me in the most simple way. There are many actions of my life completely changed. Even actions that have transformed me, changed me until today that I will not commit again. And truly upon these very little points in these experiences, He has delivered me. Today what we need to obey and follow is from within. Now, man's heart is one of emotion, of feeling.
你跟随主,
if we are to follow the Lord from within, we must have this feeling, emotion toward Him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we all have been saved for many years. Do we still have this feeling within? Many times it seems like we grow cold within. So many rebuke from Paul.
有些人呢,他们的良心好像被热铁烙惯,
and it seems like our conscience has been seared so hard so many times. And we lose the sensation, the feeling. It is very frightening.
所以如果我们蒙恩的年日,
so in the long days of our salvation, we have lost this feeling.
这是重大的事情,
this is a very serious, severe matter. Today, according to His own law, God desires to bless His people. According to His law, He wants to perfect His work.
So,
today, both you and I, we need to learn to obey the guidance within. Paul gives us some encouragement here. Because if we are to wait for that which is unseen,
你需要忍耐,
we must wait for it with patience and
哇,
hope.
这个也是我们今天呢,
this is also a great trial and temptation for us in our service, in our living today.
一做马上事情就有果效
because we always want instant result when we do it I want to see the results
很多时候我们会夸耀这些果效
and we boast of the results
你看教会历史上有很多的工作
we see throughout church history there are many great works
都过去了 对不对
they're all in the past right
我曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过彼得的经历
I've shared this experience of Peter with brothers and sisters
没有人的
no one has greater gift than Peter. No one had greater power than Peter. There was no greater work, external work, that was greater than Peter. But Peter realized none of these count for much. He knows if he's not transformed within, then all these outward matters mean nothing. But for us, how greatly are we influenced by these outward matters? How we delight in these outward things. Those are things which are seen. We need the Lord's grace. If we hold fast to that which is unseen,
保罗告诉我们,
Paul says, if we hope for that which we see not, we have to wait for it with patience. Then one day the result will show forth. I think when the Lord returns, and all will be made known and revealed.
所做所行,
then we know all that we have done and waited for in the Lord's presence throughout our life, how value, of what value they have.
我想今天呢, 对于我们来讲, 这个距离主回来的日子,
I think the days we live in today are so much more closer to the Lord's return than days past.
可能一刹那之间,
perhaps even in a moment, instantly, all would be made known. So may the Lord have mercy for us. So our life, our service, will be impacted by that which is unseen. And do not be deceived by the things which are seen. So Paul reminds us then that we have to consider, look upon those things which are unseen. Fix your eyes upon those things. And you have to consider these matters. So in these few days, so may the Lord bring us into His own presence. Each one of us that we will consider and look upon them and give thought to them. And may the Spirit of the Lord direct us that we will truly be able to see that which is unseen. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主我们满心地感谢你,
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to you.
若不是你的恩典临到我们,
if not by your grace that comes to us,
我们实在很难明白你的话,
we cannot understand your word.
我们也很难明白你的作为,
and we cannot understand your work.
感谢你,
we thank thee.
你把这些重要的事启示给使徒保罗,
and you reveal these important matters to the Apostle Paul.
今天借着他的话, 对我们有重要的提醒,
today, through his word, you give us great reminder. Paul reminds us to look upon those things which are unseen. So we pray that your Spirit will lead us and open our eyes within so that we may truly be able to see that which is unseen, so that our life, our service may be directed by that which is unseen. We know that the days are short and you will return quickly. And Lord, we want to commit all the opportunity that you still grant us into your gracious hand. Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊,
Lord, we give you all our worship and adoration. We pray in the Lord's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.